Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 21st January. Top stories for today. The first ASEAN Digital Ministers meeting and related meetings hosted by Malaysia begins today. The two-day virtual meeting will be chaired by Communications and Multimedia Minister Dato' Saifuddin Abdullah with Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, who delivered his keynote address virtually at 10 a.m. during the opening ceremony. Themed ASEAN, a digitally connected community, the meeting seeks to strengthen cooperation among ASEAN countries towards building digital ecosystems as a pillar in the post-COVID-19 development plan. Pakatan Harapan today agreed to send three names of representatives to participate in the establishment of an independent special committee on emergency proclamation. The three MPs listed are Dato' Seri Saifuddin Nasution Ismail, Anthony Lok Siew Fok, and Dato' Seri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad. In a statement today, the Pakatan Harapan Secretary Council said the opposition's participation in the committee was as instructed by the Yang di-Pertuan Agong to make a recommendation to His Majesty if the emergency could be terminated earlier or vice versa. The Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commissions today advised the public to be wary of the existence of fraudulent tactics aimed at taking over users' WhatsApp accounts. MCMC, in a statement today, said the perpetrators used various tricks to deceive users to share a 6-digit verification code received from WhatsApp. MCMC urged users to be wary of code requests from friends or family members or even others claiming to be WhatsApp employees or other authorities. The Sarawak State Government today announced the Bantuan Khas Sarawak Aku Sayang 5.0 Special Assistance Package worth RM405 million in an effort to help ease the burden of Sarawakians affected by COVID-19 and floods. Chief Minister Datuk Patinggi Abang Johari Tun Openg said the discount period and payment exemption announced in BKSS 4.0 is extended from January to June 2021. The Chief Minister announced 11 initiatives to alleviate the burden of the people, including discounts on water, electricity and house rent for the Sarawak Housing Development Corporation. Democrat Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th President of the United States by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts on Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. After a deeply turbulent transition, including the storming of the Capitol by supporters of now former President Donald Trump, democracy has prevailed, Biden said. In his first hours as president, Biden signed a series of executive actions that will reverse his predecessor's orders on immigration, climate change, and handling of the coronavirus pandemic. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.